and welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm the Walkley Award-winning editorial cartoonist for The Guardian Australia, First Dog on the Moon. Haven't things been quiet? You hear that? Nothing. Politics is off the front page, thanks to Malcolm. The adults are back in charge. Oh, no, wait a minute. There we were thinking that a golden age of satire had been laid to rest, yet the nation awoke the other day to the sound of laughter so loud we heard it from the other side of the world. That's right, Tony Abbott's on vacation. The age of entitlement is over. Seize. Good holiday starts today.
La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta un cigarro que fumar.
Tony has packed his spare shirt front and some onions for the plane and flown first class to London. He's been invited to address a special meeting of England's finest conservative minds. It was in a phone box.
Hello?
I'm sorry, that joke is older than Gerard Henderson. Seriously, though, it was actually a very fancy affair. Former Prime Minister Abbott was invited to the official Margaret Thatcher charity Vagabond Taunting, where, as the guest of honour, he was to hurl the first epithet. It's a very prestigious awareness raiser and fundraiser for the tragic plight of the mildly inconvenienced and also well-off. It's held every year at historic Foppity Woofington Hall in the heart of London, just off the Tittings Way in Poodleshafting Bumfeth. Before the event gets underway, a random vagrant is grabbed on the street.
You there, fellow!
Bundled into a burlap sack, tossed in the boot of Jonty's roller, and whisked off. Later, they're paraded in front of an audience of extremely wealthy people who laugh and throw sticks.
Ow!
Then, they're given £2 and a swift kick in the dungarees and sent on their way.
Off you go!
After that, everyone dines sumptuously on the traditional English feast of blimpets, larding cake and a big roast gloffet prepared in the time-honoured fashion, boiled for a week in a vat of badger fat and rendered nubbing. It's delicious. Then there's a lot of drinking and a speech, and this was Tony's time to shine. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get a recording of the speech, so today the part of former Prime Minister Tony Abbott will be read from a transcript by Darren.
Hello!
Tony began his speech by saying that he was Prime Minister of the most successful government in the history of freedom.
I was Prime Minister of the most successful government in the history of freedom. I showed Vladimir Putin my bottom, we undid a tax thing, and we stopped the boats with gulags.
Tony then went on to warn the audience about the impending arrival of millions of asylum seekers fleeing war-torn countries.
Listen up, Europe! A tide of humanity, an ocean of economic migrants, a tsunami of foreigners fleeing so-called war, a river of Muslims, a million bathtubs worth of grasping swarthy folk are on their way here to diddle your crumpets.
Tony Abbott then suggested they set up their own deterrent facilities.
Set up your own deterrent facilities,
he went on.
Our policy was to shove desperate, not very white people into rapey, violent, brutal hellholes. We got a lot of racist folks doing it in Australia, and I'm proud to say those policies haven't changed at all.
Aside from the 1,600 people, including children still in there, being driven insane as a lesson to the others.
Well, yes, there is that. But anyway, Europe has a long history of putting people in camps, so it shouldn't be too hard to get it off the ground. Also, I'd like to recommend doing a few other things that worked splendidly well for me as Prime Minister. For example, tell literally hundreds and hundreds of lies. Say you'll do one thing, then do the exact opposite. And make Prince Philip a knight. By the time you've finished, you'll all be the most popular man in the country and still Prime Minister like I am.
And with that, he passed out under a statue depicting Winston Churchill rescuing a kitten from a tree. So thanks for listening, Patriots. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute.